My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, putting yourself on a more proactive journey, and listening to your body is probably one of the best things that you can do. We have to make sure that we are a little bit more proactive these days because things are hitting us at a younger age than they used to before. And there was a time when we used to kind of just think that, you know, we got plenty of time. But that's really not the case anymore. Younger people with more problems, it's happening all the time. And we just don't want that anymore. So we need to make sure that we're a little bit more on top of our game. And we do that by listening, by reading, by tuning into shows, by asking questions and getting those questions answered. And I just think that all of that together can really put us into a healthier journey and a better path toward regaining our health again. Every day I bring you the best guest in the industry and we talk about the relevant topics for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things we should talk about, and of course, the things that we need to talk about. So hopefully you'll pick up a topic or learn a little bit from every single show and, you know, take away some of it and then apply what applies to you. You know, the great thing about getting information is you may not use it all. You may only use a little bit of it, but what you do use, you can make it applicable to your life because we're all different. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, you can tune in live to the show. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon, download the shows, and then listen to them when it's convenient for you. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Because it makes really good sense. Not only are they Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, but they do it right inside the store. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service. Overall, an experience that will take you toward what you're trying to achieve, which is a better state of health. With all that information, all that passion, all of that, you know, research and education that goes into their everyday routine, continually learning and updating and carrying only the highest quality products, it makes it a lot easier when you walk in. They take out the confusion. They definitely take out the misinformation and they make sure that you are ready to be able to start, you know, approaching your health from a better angle. And I'll tell you what, they're so good at it. And every day I get notes and messages and emails and even snail mail letters from people that are saying, thank you for sending me there, us there, my family there, because, you know, we walked away feeling better that this time around we're going to be healthy and we're going to do it right because there's so much information. And that's what they're all about. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to leave your email address on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. If you enter it, you'll start getting newsletters, coupons, and great in-the-know information. And remember to read those always-changing, great articles on their homepage. Just going there a couple times a week, you can read articles that'll really bring you so much closer to having up-to-date knowledge. And they're an easy read, and they're always on things that we want to learn from. Of course, always give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, we're going to talk about a line that I really, really like, Life Seasons today. I love their formulations. I call them eclectically put together because they are different kinds of combinations and blends that I've grown to just love and respect because of their combinations. I remember at the very beginning, I would sit and look at the formulas and think, why in the world would they put these things together? And then I would do all my research, and then I would say, why in the world has somebody else not done this? So that really tells you about the line. My friend Chris Crawford is here today. Chris is the Vice President of Education. He has spent his entire career in the natural products industry, from retail to wholesale functions. But the core of his expertise, well, it always comes back to education. He is driven to help people always become as knowledgeable as they can be about health, about nutrition, about supplements, so they can make those informed decisions about which products can lead them to live healthier lives. Chris has a great way of leaving you with information. You feel like we're just sitting in the middle of a living room having a chat, and you're going to walk away with really good tools to make better, wiser, healthier, more decisive decisions. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Jeff, how are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on.
You know, I got to tell you, I know we're going to talk about allergies today, everyone. So if you haven't seen my Facebook post, and that's another thing. If you go on Facebook and you type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button. Ahead of the shows, you'll always see who my guest is, if I have a guest, and what the topic is going to be on. So you know ahead of time. And then if you miss the show, you can always go back and see the post and say, oh, I need to go to the podcast. So it's just an extra tool to keep us connected. You know, I think it's very important. I had probably about 15 emails and messages this morning from people in all states of disarray with allergies out here, because I got to tell you, it right now is the worst time. And I was talking yesterday a little bit. I mentioned that, I was here for 4 or 5 years and I never suffered. And then that sixth year, it just kicked me in the rear end. And, you know, for 15, 20 years, I suffered. Then I finally got everything together and I got it under control. And then, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been pretty good. You know, I may have a couple days. My fall allergies are a little worse. But, you know, if you know what to do and you can make some tiny changes, you can kind of glide through it a little better. But boy, if you don't do anything, you can suffer.
That is definitely true. It is that time of year. Pollen is starting to come out in heavy doses. So I know I talked to one of our territory managers the other day, and they said they walked out and their car was completely covered in pollen. They were in the southeast. So it is. And so this is a time, like you mentioned, that we really, you know, sort of increase our observation of what's going on inside our body, hopefully so we can, you know, if we need to deal with things right here today, sort of from an acute type situation, or even better, like even getting ahead of it in a chronic type situation. So hopefully you can, this gives you what you need today, and then also too maybe what you can do for the next allergy season to sort of build up and prep for it.
How are the allergies in where you are?
You know, it's interesting, Jeff, because it's, you mentioned about moving and about 6 years into it. And so I have now lived in Colorado for about 20 years, grew up in Texas. In Texas, I always had allergies that were very, very intense, lots of more moisture, a lot of molds, funguses, things like that. And so the pollens would get me. And so then moved here to Colorado. Sort of like you said, didn't have issues at all for about 7 years. And then all of a sudden they start sort of popping up, and, you know, you find out you're allergic to weeds such as mugwort and things. And so I suspect, so we're just tailing, we're just starting in Colorado to that season. And so we've had a lot of water this year. So I'm sort of expecting that this will be a year that there will be lots of pollen and lots of weeds blooming and things like that. So it's so there's things that we can do to prep for it, though.
You know, for the first, you know, for a long period of time out here, they used a lot of olive trees and fruitless mulberry trees out here in landscaping. And most of the older apartment building complexes, they have these 20, 30, 40, 50-year-old mulberry trees and olive trees that are, they put out amazing. If you live in the complex, your car, like you said, is covered almost every morning right with pollen. But, you know, a lot of people say, well, I live in the other side of town, but we're also a very windy city here now that we never were, you know, 20 years ago. So it really doesn't matter where you live. So you're not going to dodge the pollen. So it's kind of like flu and cold season. You know, you're going to be exposed to germs. It's the state of health that your body is in and what kind of preparation you did that's going to make the difference. And I think allergy season falls into that too.
I definitely agree with you. We're on a daily basis, we are bombarded with different things, right? From pollution to just environmental things and allergens. And so what happens, I think, during this time is it just heightens. And so, you know, it puts everything on alert. And so one of the things that's really important to do is to try to stabilize. You know, we've gotten in as far as like how we deal with particularly allergies and over-the-counter drugs, and it's just symptomatic. So we can do, from a natural perspective, it's nice because you can do some things that are symptomatic, right? But you can also do some things to prep yourself. You know, even if we're starting right today, you can still prep yourself that maybe it doesn't completely knock your allergies out in a way altogether. However, what it does is it gets you to a better place and you have less flare-ups, because that's always, it's like you, we talked about, and like you talk about on your show, it's a journey. It's a journey in that. So one of the things I will say, Jeff, that I think is imperative for people at this time of year, we're coming out of, you know, more of a heavy season and coming into this light season, and water is such a key. I know we talk about that, you speak about that a lot, but water is an very, very important key. So anything that you do, just make sure you're getting enough fluid on a daily basis, in a regular basis, so it's helping to flush things through your system. Because right now, what your body typically wants to do, it wants to get sluggish, and that's what we're trying to prevent.
How do you describe to someone what's really happening when they're having an allergy attack, or, you know, what's going on? I mean, is it your immune system overreacting? Is it that your immune system is not very strong? Is it that you're just overly sensitive? Is it because you're run down and stressed? A little bit of everything?
All of the above, right? it could be all of those. I think the thing that's interesting about our bodies is, like, all our bodies are very unique, but let's focus, you know, take a bird's eye view of this. But one of the things when we think of allergies, right, we typically think of, you know, we talk about this word histamines, right? And we talk about, like, things such as, you know, allergies cause difficulty breathing, right? Runny nose, watery eyes, sneezing, itchy, inflammation, redness, swelling, all of those things, even headaches, all of those things. And so how I like to explain it, so think about this. Think about, like, from our nasal passages, right? So our nasal passages works really sort of like a filter, right? So we have these mucous membranes in there, and then we have, you know, small hairs in our nose. And so all of those are collecting pollens, collecting dust, you know, and they're actually doing that on a daily basis, not just this time of year. But one of the things that happens, and this is, to me, this is the easiest way I've figured out to explain this without getting taking a deep dive. But so let's say that we have a pollen that comes and we breathe it in our nose, right? And so that pollen, which is then it basically attaches to what's called a mast cell, MAST cell, and that mast cell, well, when that pollen hits the mast cell, that explodes histamine onto the scene. And so then histamine is what causes all these exacerbating effects. And, you know, we end up taking antihistamines and trying to control the histamine response. And so in a nutshell, what we're trying to do is really trying to balance the histamine response versus having this hyper response. And I think that's true with many, many parts of our how we deal with health. We're trying to balance things, and so our body's not hypersensitive and hyper-reacting, because that's what's happening during allergy attack or allergy season. So what we want to do is try to basically mitigate that risk as much as possible.
Now, do you think age is a factor with allergies, or do you think it just hits you when it hits you?
No, I think age can be a factor with allergies. You know, there's so many variables with things, and so I think there's geographic variables, I think there's age variables. You know, you can even look, let's say if we're talking about just an individual, you know, whether it's a small child, let's say a teenager, young adult, all the way to an older person. Well, you know what? Depending on our lifestyle and how we take care of ourselves on a daily basis is really going to help us how we respond to allergies and pollen. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to have anything going on. But so for instance, I know we've talked about like the liver. The liver is such an important thing. It's a filter system. And so the liver is a very important thing to keep healthy during this time. So all of those things, they contribute to the whole of you know, really staying well and supporting allergies, supporting the sinuses, particularly through this time of year.
Now, breathing and respiratory problems, I know you have a couple formulas that are remarkable. And, you know, I hear feedback from people that, you know, well, everybody loves your formulas. Once they try them, they want to try, see what else you have. But, right. You know, breathing and respiratory problems are a big problem with allergies. And I don't know where you want to start. I guess we could start with the Breathe X because that does really well.
You know, it does. And I don't, have you taken that personally?
I have not, but, you know, and I've been really lucky so far. I mean, you know, I know what to do when it comes up, but so far, right. I've been doing really well.
Well, and that's beautiful that you don't have to take it, right? And so, but you know where to go, like you said, if you do need to take that. And
true.
So Breathe X is an interesting formula. So this is a formula, it's really a, it comes from a multi-angled approach. And so really how, with our entire line, what we're really trying to do is support the system from various angles. And so one of the things that this the Breathe X does is it really helps to, like, if you say, hey, what are the benefits of taking this Breathe X? You're looking, I mean, several of the benefits. I mean, it's going to help support your immune function. It will help with the inflammatory response, okay, which that's a way of basically saying that it's dealing with that histamine response, right, and all of those symptoms that we're dealing with. And then also, too, this is a formula that provides the antioxidant to help manage free radicals. So it's a formula, like if you look at all of our products, and some of you listeners may have taken them before, some may not, but you always find five ingredients on the front. Those ingredients are sort of the drivers of the product. And then one of the things that's nice, you'll always recognize our bottles, the square on the shelf, and then you can pick that up. And those five ingredients, you can turn that over to the side panel, and you can find a little sentence or a little blurb on each ingredient. So one of the things, Jeff, I mean, you know, I love ingredients, and so I'd love to just sort of walk through the formula and sort of explain how this works, because I always do. I think it's the beauty of how herbs and how nutrients work together to support the body, because ultimately what it's doing and what we're trying to do, even in the natural product industry, is the body has the ability to heal itself. Right, and we want to put it in the state that it has the best opportunity to respond in a positive manner. So that's how I look at this formula.
No, that would be great. I'd love if you'd go through it, because it is a great formula, and it's an amazing blend of nutrients. And, you know, sometimes people try to formulate their own things. They'll take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and that's okay. But, you know, when the work is done and the formulas are already available and we haven't had things like this, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you had to make your own things. Now, today, we have these beautifully blended formulas. All the work is done. We just need to take them. So I'd love it if you talked about it.
Right. So you know what? Let's look at the ingredients in this in sort of three distinct parts, okay? And so one of the first herb that we'll start with, and this is part one, is the herb nettle. And so nettle, I think many people have heard of stinging nettle and how nettle is excellent for allergies. And so nettle is traditionally in the Austrian culture and herbal medicine, the nettle root and leaves are used to strengthen and support the immune system. Nettle's typically used as sort of this first line of defense in the mucous membrane. So remember we had talked about the mast cell. Well, nettle helps to support and stabilize this mast cell, okay? So the mast cell, if you remember, we talked about that mast cell, and when pollen or an allergy connects to that or hits that mast cell, just imagine this explosion occurring. And that cell, what happens, that mast cell explodes and histamine sort of comes onto the scene. And then that's when we have this downward spiral, right? Mm-hmm. So this is This will help contribute to a proper histamine response versus a hyperhistamine response. Okay? So a lot of people buy nettle by itself and have wonderful response with nettle. And so the great thing about this is then you can go to a second sort of, let's look at sort of the second grouping of ingredients. So nettle, I'd say, this is the first. And the second one, I'm going to talk about several nutrients together. So there's one called quercetin, one called bromelain, one called vitamin C, which we're familiar with, right? And then citrus bioflavonoids. All of these work together, and magnesium, actually. All of these work together. They work synergistically, meaning that they the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And so by themselves, yes, they work wonderfully. However, you put these together, and it's that synergistic blend that you get. So quercetin, okay, so quercetin also helps support this natural histamine response. It's basically what quercetin is. It's a plant flavone, and it inhibits this. It inhibits the mast cell, basically, from releasing excessive histamines. You sort of get the picture. We keep going back to histamine response, right? Histamine response. And then quercetin also supports, like, a healthy inflammatory response. So the next one is called bromelain. Many times in health food stores, if you walk in, you will see quercetin, bromelain, vitamin C, bioflavonoids, and magnesium. Sometimes they'll be together, sometimes they'll be separate. So bromelain, Jeff, you like pineapple?
Love pineapple.
Love pineapple. Well, one of the benefits of pineapple is not just because it tastes so great, you know, for our palate, but it also has this plant chemical in it called bromelain, right? And bromelain is this active plant chemical, comes from pineapple, and it is considered what's called a proteolytic enzyme. That means it breaks down protein, okay? So some people take bromelain with their food, and it helps break down that protein that we get from our food, right? Well, if we take it away from food, what it does is it goes to, quote, these protein-based antigens. And an antigen is something that just shouldn't be there in our body. And so it goes to them and begins to sort of break that down. I had a nutritionist years ago explain how an enzyme works. Is they looked at that like a Pac-Man and a little Pac-Man, that game, and it would just gobble up those things that weren't supposed to be in the body. And so that's how I view bromelain. So, and this is something, Jeff, I'm guessing that you've probably had amazing response with bromelain throughout your years of consults.
You know, one thing that I kind of have noticed is that, you know, when you're talking with someone, let's say we're talking about bromelain. You know, let's say that we're talking about this. Somebody will hear from their doctor that it's good for bruising. Okay. Yep. And then somebody will hear that it's good for digestion. And then somebody will hear it's good for allergies. So they may go into bromelain thinking that it's only for that one thing. And I have found that to be one of the funniest products that people will come back and say, you know, I took it for this, but this happened.
Yeah.
But I took it for this, and this happened.
Well, it is, because even like, for instance, someone will say, oh, do I have to take this on an empty stomach for bromelain to work properly? Well, you know what? Bromelain is going to work on protein, wherever that protein is. And so the less, you know, the less exacerbation our body has from protein, the better. And so bromelain is one of those things, though, that has so many things that it does in a positive manner that, you know, someone comes in for, you know, allergy support, and they all of a sudden their digestion becomes better, right, because of the bromelain. So, one of the things that you said as far as you talked about bruising and vascular, well, this also has vitamin C and bioflavonoids. So you can look at that as like a complex, right? And so that vitamin C helps, you know, the overall immune system. It assists in like formation of collagen and healthy tissue, again, doing multiple things. But it also supports vein health and like capillary integrity. And so that's a really important thing, because think about like when we have pollen, lots of allergies, it's putting extra stress. And so that's helping the elasticity, the integrity of those veins. And that's what the bioflavonoids and the vitamin C do together. So that's, again, that's part of that whole. We also put a little bit of magnesium. Magnesium is the last ingredient in this sort of the second aspect of the ingredients. Magnesium is important. Magnesium, most people are low on magnesium. And magnesium is one of those things that is one of the most amazing minerals that we have, because magnesium has, I can't remember if it's like 400 different functions in the body, but it works from all the way from a cellular level to help these other ingredients work well. So it's interesting because a lot of times, like, you know, I'm sure you in your consults, but when I'm talking with people, you start asking the question about some of these things that they're dealing with, and magnesium, a lot of times there's a gap of magnesium in the diet. And that's why probably most health food stores have a huge section of magnesium, whether it's a powder or whether it's, you know, in a liquid or in a capsule format. So you get to pick up a little bit of extra magnesium on this. So that's nice.
Now, with this product, is it a daily product? Do you use it when you need it? Or maybe you just have a history of this every year and you want to get a little bit ahead?
Use it two ways. And that's always the beautiful thing about sort of the line and about natural things. So, for instance, you can use this to in an acute situation. So let's say that I am walking outside and I have this allergy attack, right? Or allergy of having issues. And so the Breathe Act can be taken. It can be taken like two immediately or three immediately. You get some fairly quick response. I would say probably within 30, 45 minutes. And the thing is that you look at what those things, like the nettle, right? Those work very quickly from a histamine response. You look at that second grouping of the quercetin bromelain. So you can get some very, very quick response. So it can be used as needed in an acute situation. It can also be used preventatively. So let's say if someone has, okay, I know I'm coming up on allergy season. Allergy season, let's say, starts in April. And so, I'm coming out of the the fall and then winter and then going into spring. Well, you know what? Several months before, really a good time to start taking care and sort of prepping for that allergy season or pollen season. Whether it's 3 months, 2 months, or 1 month, I mean, I think people will end up determining where they fit in that scale. But for instance, this even has an ingredient that's used in traditional Chinese medicine. It's called astragalus, and this helps overall immune system response. It helps respiration, but that helps long-term. And so this can be used both short-term and long-term. Jeff, and I can share with you like how I personally use it. And
great.
Because this is probably one of my favorite formulas because it does so many different things, but it gets at the heart of your immune system and your histamine response. But I'll take one to two, like three times a day.
Wow.
And this is a very a simple formula. So you have vitamin C. The only thing that happens if someone took too much vitamin C is, you know, you typically take vitamin C to bowel tolerance. But honestly, it doesn't have enough vitamin C probably to get you to bowel intolerance on that. So
now what if you have year-round breathing problems? Let's say that you tend toward asthma, or you tend to, you know, have that as your weak spot on the body. Is the BreatheX something you can use year round?
The BreatheX can be used year round, yes. And you know, it's interesting that you talk about the sort of the inherent weakness. We all have that inherent weakness in our body, and so things typically go to that weak organ or organ that's just, you know, it's maybe not as strong as some of the other organs. A lot of times lungs is, sinuses are for people. You talk to people about, man, they're going through sinus infections. I have friends that they go through sinus infections on a continual basis, right? And and they continually look for, they haven't necessarily tried the natural approach yet. And so, but this is something that can be taken. Yes, it can be taken on a daily basis.
Is there a companion product that you would use with it that might give you a better result, or instead of, if you need something stronger, or is there a combination of more than one? Because I know you have products that work really well together, and you have some blends, when you take them together, you get these, you know, just groundbreaking benefits. So what do you think?
No, that's a great comment or great observation. As we talk about ingredients working synergistically, I even look at formulas, like you just mentioned, formulas working synergistically together. So again, you know what? Maybe I can take one and that's all I need at this time. But if I need another one, I can piggyback or stack another one on top of it. So I would say there's two products that come to mind, initially come to mind, and I'll talk about one real briefly, and then I'd love to camp out on the lung capacity a little bit more. But immunity, which I know we've talked about through immune system season, that can be taken along with BreatheX, because immunity, and the T, guys, on a lot of our products, it stands for tonic. So tonic means to tonify. And so it's, you know, we really believe that our body is the greatest healer. And so what we're trying to do is to help tone the overall system. But the immunity, which is a blend of, it's called the large arabinogalactans, and that helps like with gut health. It also helps with just overall immune system health. That has echinacea, has another mineral called shilajit, which is an Indian, it's basically an Indian compound. It comes from the Himalayas. That's really, really good to help stabilize cells, and it's good detoxifying. So those two products can actually be used together. Like, mm-hmm. Let's say if you, like immunity, typically people take very strong during the, you know, the cold, the flu, that type of season. So some people go from immunity, then go into BreatheX. They can also be taken together.
You know, because it's funny you mentioned that, because I know people that, you know, will go through allergy season, they'll suffer, they'll get it under control, and then they're done with it. And then I talk to people that'll say, you know, I have it year round. I have allergy problems all the time, and a windy day comes out of nowhere and I'm suffering again for a week. So those people, at least they have a viable alternative that they could use throughout the year. That's wonderful.
Yeah, one of the things also too, Jeff, another thing that I would talk about is, like, people that have allergies on a continual basis, one of the things that I would do, and we can't probably unpack all of this today, but like I would begin to look at like your liver health, because the liver, again, is that main filter organ. And I remember when I first started in this industry about 25, 27 years ago, and I was in Texas, had allergies extreme, and I grew up thinking like, oh, that's just the way you're supposed to feel. I didn't realize that you could not have allergies, if that makes sense, which sounds a little bizarre, but that's all I knew, right? And I started working at this health food store, and I was working with a certified clinical nutritionist. And I just remember I was having this very much of a just, man, I was having a fit with my allergies. And she goes and pulls a liver product off the shelf, and it was, at the time, I remember even the product, what it was. It was Enzymatic Therapies Livotox, right? And that product, and she said, take a few of these, and I was like, what's the connection here, right? And she just began to sort of unwrap and explain how the liver is such an important thing. And so that made a really impact with me, you know, 25, 27 years ago. And so that's always something to take into account. So for instance, and just use this as an example, but some people may realize that when they drink, or if they partake in alcoholic beverages, then if they're drinking, sometimes the more they drink, then all of a sudden they're, you know, they start having allergic symptoms and things like that. Well, it's because it's putting more stress on the liver. And so there's a product that we have called Purity, and Purity is for mm-hmm. liver support, milk thistle, artichoke, what's called N-acetylcysteine, and we'll jump into N-acetylcysteine a little bit more in lung capacity, but N-acetylcysteine helps as a great antioxidant. It has turmeric and resveratrol. So this is a product that helps really promote like detoxification. It helps overall liver function. And so that's a product that can be taken as well as a companion product. So I would say if someone is having these extreme bouts of allergies, really take a look at like BreatheX and Purity, stacking those together.
You know, and the liver it does so many remarkable things in the body that we might not link it to the immune system or allergies or a weakened area there, because we may think that the liver is only working on one function of the body, but they say, 400 or 500 different functions every single day. Our livers are used and abused and put away wet. You know, and we just don't take care of them. And I think a lot more people should be thinking about a liver support formula.
Well, and it's also, too, that's a great point, Jeff, because also, too, especially like men and women, when we get, I'm 49, and so I'm, you know, headed through that andropause stage. You know, women go through menopause, men go through andropause. Well, one of the things is that the, you know, the liver really, particularly like with women and menopause, that it processes hormones, right? And so one of the things, if you imagine, like hormones put a lot of stress on the liver. And so that's one of those things, like, especially as we get into, you know, 40 and up, and take care of the liver, because that liver is, it has been, it's done a lot of work throughout the years, and it will continue to. And the beautiful thing about the liver is it has, it's a regenerative organ. And so it can build itself back. And that is a remarkable thing, because what we can do then is you can really focus on the liver and get the health of the liver back up. And if the liver is, it's almost like if you had a filter, a water filter that was dirty, that could be a liver that's sort of sluggish, right? And then you say, hey, I am going to support my liver, you know, by taking some natural supplements. And what you're doing is basically detoxifying. You're sort of cleaning that filter. So it'd be like putting a, you know, a cleaner filter or removing some of those toxins.
I think the thing we have to approach also is, you know, Chris, a lot of people today are on a lot of meds. They're on a lot of different kind of medications. They've got a diet that has a lot of chemicals in the base. And where are all those things processed? Through the liver.
You know, that's right, Jeff. And I mean, that's a great point, because as far as like, there's so many enzymatic activities that occur there. And so it is. Our livers are under constant stress and constant attack. You know, it is one of those things that, like, liver, as far as detoxification, whether it's in cold, I mean, whether it's an allergy season or another time, but the liver is something to, if it's not on your radar, should be on our radar on a continual basis. And so, you know, whether you're doing a daily liver support, or you're doing like, hey, one time or two times a year, that I'm going to really do a liver cleanse.
Mm-hmm. The lung capacity, somebody just chimed in. They said you mentioned it. Can we talk about that?
Sure. So the lung capacity, and I want to give you a little bit of background on this product. So this product was created, there were probably five people that were instrumental in this product, but our vice president of product development, Robin Rogerson, who's been in the, you probably know Robin, but she's been in the industry for probably 35, 40 years, and she's always dealt with lung issues, asthma issues. And so I love this formula because it comes through her lens, right, of dealing with this throughout life since a kid. And so this formula is I don't know of one that's more robust on the market than this one. I mean, this comes at it from various angles. So one of the things that this product does, if someone says, how will this benefit me? It's helping like with oxygen uptake in the lungs, okay? That's a very important thing. It also is going to help thin mucus and help us to expel that mucus if we have, you know, if we do have a lot of mucus that's, you know, potentially drained from, you know, sinuses down to more of the, you know, respiratory tract. And then it's also a soother to the respiratory tract. So those are some of the things that this product does. Let's see, where do we want to start on this one? Because it's actually chock full of nutrients. And so one of the things, I guess a great place to start, Jeff, is it has vitamin D in it, okay? Mm-hmm. And we know vitamin D is, it's in a it's sold a lot by itself, but we put it in this formula because the vitamin D helps with overall lung health, immune system health. We have 1,000 IUs in it, so pretty good dosing in this one, okay? So also, too, we have another thing called coenzyme Q10. It's one of my favorite nutrients, and coenzyme Q10 works on a cellular level, but it helps the uptake of oxygen. And so that's an important thing because if you think of our lungs, one of the places that we get in trouble with our lungs is when they get sort of, if they get weak, or let's say if congestion begins to set in our lungs. Well, guess what? That congestion is interrupting how oxygen is absorbed, right, and in our bloodstream. And so if we're not uptaking oxygen correctly in our lungs, then we're not getting enough oxygen in our body, which has compounding effects, right? I mean, all the way from acidity to alkalinity to other things. But also, too, we don't have enough oxygen and can't breathe as well. Like, I live in Colorado, 6,200 feet, right? So someone coming here from sea level, usually it's a little bit of an adjustment as far as breathing goes because of altitude, because there's less oxygen. So think of your lungs that way. The more congested they are, the less oxygen that we have, and the more difficult it is to, you know, to breathe and get that oxygen. So that's another thing. It also has some, has what's called N-acetylcysteine. That was in the purity. N-acetylcysteine, a great an amino acid. It really helps to thin mucus in this particular formula. That's its role, but helps thin mucus. You also have what's an herb called boswellia. Boswellia is more of an inflammation response. So this formula, it is, you know, I mean, I'm just going to read some of these herbs because some of you have heard some of these before, but it's, you know, from boswellia to mullein, which helps soothe, okay, to green tea extract, which green tea has been noted in research to help lung health. It also has coleus for scoli. It has grapeseed extract. It has ginkgo. Ginkgo, a lot of times we think of for the brain. However, ginkgo is bilobed, which means it has two of these lobes on it, the leaf. And so it actually looks like lungs, or a single lobe could look like a brain. But we typically take ginkgo for like cerebral circulation. But what ginkgo does is it helps with oxygen. So it works as a vasodilator. So ginkgo is another important ingredient here. Probably one of the most unique things in here is herbs is cordyceps. So cordyceps is considered as a mushroom, and it is it's from a caterpillar fungus, which sounds bizarre, but that's, and it's grown in the very high, grown in, like, I believe in Tibet and the Himalayas, and so it has had to adjust to that extreme environment. And so cordyceps is known to help oxygen uptake. I know a lot of cyclists that use it to help with lung capacity. So I know that you have a lot of cyclists in, you know, in Arizona, in that area. I mean, huge mountain biking area and road biking, same here in Colorado, but have a lot of folks that have used this to help increase their capacity, their cardiovascular capacity, ultimately.
You know, and all over the Southwest with the bikes here in Vegas and Arizona and into the edge of California, there's a lot of people that are out there. And, you know, you bring in allergies on top of it and you're out there trying to do a sport that you really like. And guess what? There's no windshield. You're getting it full force.
Right, getting it full force for sure. Yeah, these are, this really is, it's a great blend that can be used for multiple applications. For someone that has, you know, the chronic lung issues to someone that is, you know, during allergy season. So, BreatheX and lung capacity, those can be taken together as well. They can be taken separately. Lung capacity is interesting, Jeff. We've had that product out for maybe a year and a half. And this is a product that I hear continual feedback on it just impacting people's lives. Because if someone has lung issues and breathing issues and respiration issues, then when they find something that works, then they typically stick with it. And they're just, they become very loyal to that. So I've heard more positive response on this that is helping someone breathe better and more freely on a daily basis.
You know, I think a lot of people are chiming in and they're wondering, they're thinking, you know, when do we decide if it's too late in the allergy season to start on this? And I'm just going to tell everybody, we're still barely starting here. And most of my listeners around the country, it hasn't even begun in your area. So, you know, get over to Stay Healthy and pick up some of these formulas. And people are asking about, you know, should we try one and then bring another one in, or can we hit it heavy with more than one combination? They're asking about the immune system and the lung formulas together. Can they stack them right from the get-go?
You can stack them right from the get-go, yes.
I think that's important to know because, you know, sometimes we tell people to start out on the other side, but each of them brings something different to the mix.
It is. They're definitely working on different things. You know, like the allergy and sinus, the breathe axis, I look at that as working more in the head, the throat area, right? And then you deal with the lung capacity, you're dealing more in the, you know, with the lung, so sort of upper and lower respiratory. So that combo there.
Okay. One more question. These formulas are very, very, you know, interestingly put together. Let's say that you're someone and you've been taking your vitamins for a long time. You take a multi and omega, you take your probiotics and all that kind of good stuff. You're real happy with your formula that you're using and you want to bring these in. Any clicks, any clashes, any counterindications, or do they play pretty well?
They play pretty well together. And, you know, and I think it's also kudos to folks that are on a core set of things, nutrients, you know, the vitamins, the minerals, the probiotics, the greens, all of those, because what that does is it helps on a daily basis. It helps strengthen our body. But these all play well with, you know, those core nutrients.
Anything that you think people could add to this conversation, you know, things that you might recommend that might be beneficial for them to think about, you know, maybe some life things like you talked about water, but maybe any foods that would be good to add, foods that'd be good to take away. Obviously, you know, we're going to talk about getting a better night's rest and managing your stress.
Sure. You know what? Even before we get into foods, let me throw one other thing out there. And some people have probably heard of neti pot or nasal irrigation. Some may not have heard of neti pots. I'm sure most health food stores carry neti pots or nasal irrigation systems. And so if you haven't, you know, you can go online and probably or actually go into the health food store and ask about them. They can explain it. But what nasal irrigation does, it's from an Ayurvedic tradition or an Indian medicine tradition. And so it is you basically put water up one nostril and it cleans and it comes down out of the other nostril. And I can say that I was never a huge neti potter, and I'm going to just speak from personal experience because about 7 or 8 years ago, I was having throat issues, and so one of my stops was at the allergy doctor, right, and a voice doctor. And these doctors told me two different things, but you put them together, and they're sort of brilliant. So one of the voice doctors, he said, I want you to neti pot twice a day. He said, in the morning when you get up and in the evening. And I'm thinking, like, wow, I haven't ever done this. And it's interesting because started doing that, and it cleans the nasal passages. And one of the things is our that being a filter, there's just a lot of gunk that our sinuses hold, and many times we don't even realize that it's holding that, and so it's just cleaning that out. So it's like cleaning the filter. So I am pretty religious, Jeff. That is something that if I can't take my vitamins, I neti pot. And it's almost like it become part of my routine of almost like, hey, I brush my teeth in the morning, I brush my teeth at night. Well, you know what? Guess what else I do? A neti pot in the morning, a neti pot at night, because it helps to clean that. Another sort of lifestyle thing that I think is important to remember, and I had an allergy doctor tell me this, and she said, you know, if I could have a light that basically showed the pollen on you at the end of the day, she said your clothes would be covered in pollen, and she said it would just be bright yellow. And she said, even though you can't see it, she said if you have the right equipment. And so one of the things that she said is like making sure to take those clothes, either shake them out, put them aside, wash them, but also too showering before you go to bed. Because think about this, if you are, man, I just came out from outside and the pollen is bad and I go and lay down on my bed, all of a sudden the pollen is on my bed. And then it's just hanging around there all the time. So those are two lifestyle things, very simple, very cost effective. Water's an issue. And then also too, you mentioned this food. I think food, coming out of the winter time, I think we typically eat more heavy. And so I think one of the things is also nice about the spring is you lighten your food, right? So you have more salads, right? You have more greens, you have more fruits, and more vegetables. And so all of those are really important. So if someone's saying, well, you know, I'm a heavy meat eater, and but I, you know, during this time, you know, it's probably, if you're dealing with a lot of allergies, I mean, I would look at your protein intake and probably add some more greens and things like that, because that also too just helps the overall just the health of the immune system.
Well, I want to thank you. This was good. We went right through the breaks. So, you know, it was a good topic.
Man.
So, yeah, we talked the whole time. So thank you so much for this. It's timely, and it really, you know, I think it's going to hit home for a lot of people. And I think everybody's going to be able to walk away with this with some information and get over to Stay Healthy and check out some of these awesome formulations that you have. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff. Talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Chris Crawford, representing Life Seasons, always bringing awesome information to the mix. He is really knowledgeable and just makes things, you know, pleasantly enjoyable to listen to. So, as always, thank you to Life Seasons and Chris Crawford. Real timely subject today, of course, allergies. So many of us are right now knee-deep in allergy season. I'm knocking on wood, afraid to say anything, but, you know, I'm taking enough stuff that I've got it under control, which is great. Obviously, olive trees are just starting and pine pollen is coming, and we got oleanders and Bermuda grass and cypress trees. So, you know, so far so good, but I got a lot of people whose eyes are swollen shut and they're already dealing with it. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and talk with them about these great formulations from Life Seasons. I think you'll find them to be not only really effective, but easy to use and noticeable effects very, very quickly. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. If you enter and register your email address on their webpage, you'll start getting newsletters and coupons and information and in the know and keep you connected to the store, as well as checking back and reading those great industry articles right on the homepage that change frequently. So make sure you get there, read through, learn the information, and then next time around, learn something else. It's a great tool. Take the time to give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. You'll be glad that you did. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. Once again, the address, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. I want to remind everybody to tune into the show Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you relevant topics. I'd like to talk about the things that have to do with today's world. You know, the things that we're doing today, the things we're experiencing, things we're hearing about, you know, the things that we're worried about, you know, and nervous about, and, you know, and how to prepare for a better, healthier life. Is there going to be change? Of course. Everybody has to change a little bit. We can't keep doing what we're doing and doing it as badly as we are to ourselves and expect to not have some problems down the road. My goodness, we're going to. So we have to make some good changes, and hopefully you'll do that. Maybe you'll learn something that might just make your journey a little bit healthier. And I think with questions and information comes success on this healthy journey. And being able to pinpoint and narrow things down a little bit better can really make a dramatic difference. Because sometimes we get a little bit of information, we run with it, and we're going in the completely wrong direction because we didn't take time to ask questions. Please ask questions. Go to Stay Healthy. Ask questions. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Ask questions. I answer questions right on my Facebook page. Just go to Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and click on the like button or the page following a little like button, and you'll get my post every day. I also post the radio shows, so you'll know what the topics are going to be in case you want to tune in, or if you missed it, you can go back and see what it was, and then go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. And you can download the podcast when it's convenient for you. Remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember, you can email me there. You can follow me there. You can leave me a message. Let's stay in touch. Remember, allergy season is here. Get to stay healthy. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.